just love that. Neil Young and Harvest Moon, title track of the album from the, of the same name. Obviously now, folks, as I mentioned before the news, on a Thursday afternoon, we are very, very proud to present from Tops at Lifestyle yet another dive into the world of alcoholic beverages of the finest order. Not the wine of the week today, but rather something different for a change. Today we're looking at gin, and in particular Karowa Kara's Zululani Safari range. And in the studio with me is Yanni Barnes and Valencia Maguaza from Tops at Lifestyle. Yanni, of course, representing Karowa Kara. Welcome. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us.
So here we are having a gin and tonic on a Thursday afternoon. This is very colonial. Hey, I mean, this reminds me of all sorts of lovely times and things. And there's nothing nicer, in fact, than little G&T, no matter how one looks at it. Although they tell me that it's not exactly the best for your waistline. Hey? I don't know. Is this true?
I think it probably depends on how many tonics you have with it.
Is it the tonic,
not
the gin?
Yeah, I think it's the tonic that's the problem.
So let's talk about Karowa Kara. It's a local brand, which is very marvelous because we love supporting local on this station. And to know that there is a distillery in Balito, which takes us on an adventure. It's a sensory adventure with the third release in the Zululani Safari range. This is called Ngombe, which is rhino in isiZulu.
Definitely.
Okay, so there it is. We've done it all. Should we go home now? What goes into a Zululani like this, the rhino range?
So, Dave, the rhino range is the third release in the Zululani Safari range. We're actually entering this one for the World Gin Awards this year. The two others have won the 2023 and 2024 World Gin Awards, rated as South Africa's best signature botanical gin in the world. So we're trying it again this year. So with the Nkumbi Rhino range, this is our collaboration that we've done with Nkumbi Rhino. That's why you see their name on the bottle as well. All of these gins are for conservation. So we've distilled this gin for conservation.
So it's excellent because if you die and you pour enough gin into a bath and you pop the body in there, you will be conserved for an awfully long time. Don't you think so?
But plant a tree,
failing that, if you drink it from the inside, you're conserving yourself. Would it be lighthearted? It is, of course, a very fine cause, and certainly we know that the plight of the rhino in particular is particularly dark at this point in time. Not much is being spoken about it, but I have very strong linkages to the organizations that are deeply concerned at the demise of particularly the black rhino, which is way more endangered than we thought it was a year ago.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, every effort to conserve is a good one. And when it comes down to enjoying life in terms of the finer things in life that you can enjoy, like, for example, a really fine gin, and knowing that by supporting Karowa Kara and this range of gin, you're also looking after the future of that precious creature that is under pressure, then you're doing a good thing for the planet.
Yeah, so with this range, the whole thing behind it is sip with purpose, drink with pride, all hands on deck to protect the wild. So yeah, this is what we've done here, and it was just such a natural thing for us to work with Joe Peterson and Nkumbi Rhino because of the impactful work that they do with rhinos.
Yeah.
They're not a campaign that put themselves out there all the time, so you don't. But the actual work that goes on behind the scenes is what drew us to this cause. And with the Zululani Nkumbi Rhino range, this is also made with Kalamata and Spekboom. So this is a little bit more of a Mediterranean style, a little like more
Kalamata
salty.
Kalamata being an olive, obviously, for those that didn't know. You see, I'm just showing off now because I know, because I went to a very good school in Boksburg. Kalamata olives are actually fantastic. But Spekboom, who knew that paired as well as it does?
So with Alwyn and myself, we always go against the grain, and we always try and do something that's very unique with all the gins that we develop. So this will also only be the only Kalamata and Spekboom gin in the world, as with all our other ranges.
Can you actually taste the spek boom?
You'll pick up a little bit of a zestiness there from the, and then also the saltiness from the Kalamata olive.
And you absolutely can. Yes. Look, whether it's psychosomatic or you know autosuggestion or whatever it is, but when you start to interrogate with the taste, it's definitely there. It's unusually there. Yeah, it's deliciously there.
With this one, we've also got some charred orange slices and some fresh basil in there. So you'll pick up on that
also
as well.
Pick up.
Yes.
I was going to say there's a decidedly citrus flavor as well.
Yeah. All of them completely different from each other. So,
but they complement each other beautifully.
Beautifully.
Unusually so.
Yeah. So when other people play cards over weekends, we take the little 13 liters still out and we do product development. So we get everything that's weird and wonderful and we start adding botanicals together until we find something that works for us, and then we hope that it works for everybody else as well.
Is this a gin that you can drink neat, or do you need to unlock the flavors and the various essences with a little tonic?
The Nkumbi Rhino Zululani one is definitely one that you can drink neat, like just shaken on some ice with a slice of lime. We call it like the martini sort of,
exactly,
you can drink
that.
It that sort of style, and then there's nothing happening to your waistline. I mean,
well, how nice is
no
that?
Tonic.
But seriously though, the notion of sipping gin is a relatively new but very exciting notion, and many have discovered it, hence the profilation. There you go. The prolific arrangements of gin bars that have spawned over the past 5 years or so, because now you can find, and in this case you definitely do find, the profile of the botanicals, particularly interesting profile that you've put into this and your various others. Let's quickly talk about the various other gins that you produce.
So our very first one was the Karowa Kara White, which is the only spearmint and cardamom gin in the world. That one won the World Gin Awards 2022, Best South African Contemporary Gin. Then we've got the Zululani Leopard Edition, which was the first release in the Zululani range. That's jalapeno golden kiwi, so much more spicy.
Yeah.
Not spicy on the tongue, just a warmer mouthfeel. And you definitely get like the spiciness from the jalapeno coming through with a little bit of an earthy sweetness from the golden kiwi. And then we've got the Wild Dog, which is the second release, which is the Wild Dacha and Lemon Thyme. Much more herbaceous with like a zesty sort of herby undertone. And then from the Wild Dacha flower that's in there, we actually use the orange flower, like the lion's tail.
So botanically, that's the Leonotis leonurus.
Yes, exactly that.
And for those that just caught the Dacha element, well, don't get too excited. It's not quite the same creature. But hey, if it floats your boat, good for you.
We get a lot of people getting either very scared or very excited when they hear the Wild Dacha or see the Wild Dacha on the bottle.
Thinking, for those that get very excited, have you ever thought of infusing cannabis into your gin?
Well, it's a little bit against the liquor legislation in South Africa.
Even
so
if it's just a flavor rather than the
you can probably go with the flavor, but not like your CBD. So there is people that's done it before and they got away with it before it's actually been gazetted as a no-no.
Okay, so there's a law now.
Yes,
I didn't realize that. So That answers the question. I merely ask it because I know that many folk have become very fond of the medicinal properties of cannabis, because in certain instances it's proven itself to be remarkably effective.
Absolutely.
So there it is. I was asking the question based on scientific research, of course, purely. Valencia looking at me with that, what are you talking about? You're quite right. Just let's concentrate on the gin for now. Where is this available apart from Tops at Lifestyle? Is it hyper-local or have you managed to break through countrywide?
Yeah, so we've expanded to Europe, Namibia, and then to the UK.
Okay.
So, Zululani will be
So you've
worldwide.
Taken South Africa to the world.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
And we're very fortunate to be able to buy it right here at Tops at Lifestyle. Is it very expensive?
Nope. That I can say it's not expensive. It's only 409 rand 99.
See how clever this is. 409 rand 90, not 410. Never that expensive. No, but it's wonderful to know that you can buy, and because it's really quality, you're talking about, I'm sure, extraordinarily pure. Many times filtered, no doubt, and with the finest botanicals. made right here. Absolutely. On the North Coast, where the good life proliferates. You see, I got that word right the second time, bro. It's the gin, folks. I'm telling you, we're having a party. Oh, but yes. How lovely to know that it is proudly South African product, and with a heart for conservation, which is marvelous, and an eye on the good times, that good, shall we say, convivial, the essence of bringing people together around something as ubiquitous as a gin and tonic, as the sun sets gently on that side of the ocean. You see, we're in Belita, we don't have the sun going into the sea. It comes up from the sea, and then it disappears behind you as you look out on that marvelously sort of peach-colored sky. And a gin and tonic like this is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for bringing this into the afternoon show. It's a pleasure to welcome again Yanni Barnes and Valencia Magwaza to the afternoon show for the Tops at Lifestyle. In this case, not the wine of the week, but the gin of the week. And today's gin of the week is Karoa Kara, but the very special Nkombe Rhino edition with Kalamata and Spekboom infusions. It's going to be a top of the pops hit, a great gift. The price is right, as Valencia very proudly points out, not 410 Rand, 499, 409 Rand 99. Yeah, no, I nearly blew it there. So thank you again for bringing this to our attention and for making it happen, because it's a great addition to your bar right now. I can see it all over the world from Belito with love. And the afternoon show continues.